Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Derek.
So I'm guessing that those whey protein products didn't stand up to scrutiny in the lab very well.
You guess right. You're very clever that way, Darren. But first, let's get some background done. As part of his master's research in the field of pharmacy, Durban pharmacist Kirillan Naidu and two others had an accredited lab in Pretoria analyzed 15 of this country's top-selling whey protein products to compare their content, the actual content, with what was stated on their labels and with what the health department's food labeling regulations provide as a guideline in terms of amino acid content of these products, right? Mm-hmm. The results were published now this month in the Global Health Journal of Health Science, right? 11 out of those 15 products are made in South Africa.
Okay.
So in short, there were very large discrepancies between what the labels claimed and what the lab tests found in terms of amino acid content, suggesting that some, in fact, most of the manufacturers are deliberately manipulating and overstating the protein content of their products. Mm. 9 of those 15 products, that's 60%, were non-compliant with the regulations in terms of their amino acid profile. And of the 11 South African products, 8, that's 73%, were non-compliant.
Oy.
So traditionally, Kirillan says, protein content was tested by analyzing the nitrogen content, but that's apparently open to abuse by manufacturers who add cheap fillers in the form of amino acids, which artificially inflate the protein content. I'm trying to get this down as simply as possible, but it's a very scientific issue, this, right? So in his tests, these latest ones have done, an amino acid analysis of the products was done, which is considered to be more accurate. Here's Kirillan.
There are certain key amino acids in whey protein, such as the branched-chain amino acids, and possibly the key amino acid is leucine for protein synthesis. And leucine in almost all of the products tested was below manufacturer indicated quantities. And that's because leucine is one of the more expensive amino acids. So consumers using whey protein aren't getting the results that they potentially could be getting if they're using a properly formulated product.
Hmm.
Okay, so this mislabeling of protein supplements, this issue is not confined to South Africa. There's been a spate of lawsuits in the US, actually, after lab results there revealed that several companies had grossly overstated the protein content of their products.
See, this is why I don't work out, because, I mean, you just never know. This is obviously, until this is cleared up.
I was waiting for that, yes.
I'm just not going to start. What do you want to say, Sky?
You can't say you don't work out because of this issue. You can still eat right. You don't have to take the stuff.
All right, Sky.
That's the point.
This is Wendy,
yes.
Wendy and Darren time. So, okay. So, Wendy.
Yes, Darren.
It's name and shame.
Well, of course. I mean, as a consumer journalist, I'm desperate to, but I'm afraid when academics do these studies, they don't name the products or the companies involved, very frustratingly.
Okay.
It was the same story about 7 years ago, you may remember, when those Stellenbosch University researchers found that quite a few butcheries were selling sausages and burger patties and the like with traces of animals not named on their labels, including the infamous donkey and water buffalo, right? They didn't name the offending butcheries either, and that caused a big stir. It's an academia thing, right?
All right, so what do they hope the outcome of this published study will be then?
Well, of course, I asked that question of Kirillan. More regulation by the authorities, for one thing, and that's quite hard to come by, as we're discovering with all sorts of health scandals, food scandals in this country. Plus, and this is more doable, consumers putting pressure on retailers to do their own tests for label accuracy and prohibited substances, something which Dis-Chem pioneered in this country a few years ago with its Choose Safe Supplements drive.
Oh.
Here's Kirillan again.
I believe that the onus on product integrity lies with the retailer, and the retailer needs to facilitate studies to ensure that the products that they are selling are safe. As far as I know, there's only one retailer in South Africa that's done that so far. And I believe that consumers should vote with their money and only support retailers that will ensure safety of the products that their consumers are using.
That sounds about right.
Okay, well, yes, and still, I mean, there's still going to be products which slip through anyway, but it's a start. The study findings have also prompted Kirillan to create an Instagram profile containing other published studies and articles as a counter to the biased information supplied by the supplement manufacturers themselves. He says, I hope it will help consumers to make informed choices about whether they wish to use supplements, and if so, which supplements, which brands to use. So on Instagram, look for supplement_farm, as in PHARM.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, I sent the published study to Dr. Harris Steinman, a medical doctor who's lodged complaints about many a dietary supplement to the ASA, the Advertising Standards Authority, on the grounds that they can't substantiate their claims.
Okay.
And his comment was, the methodology of the study is good. The argument is sound. That is, for one to benefit from additional protein for building muscle, it has to be balanced in amino acids. So, yeah, it's yet another case of when products are tested, and this is a very expensive product, so you are not going to, you know, you said to Sky, how do you know? Well, we're not going to take that. We, as consumers, generally wouldn't know how to go about that.
Yeah.
So it's up to the academics and the regulators and the retailers to do the test for us and point out the fact that, you know, it's not necessarily all you see.
Is what you get.
Yeah, what's on the label is not what you get.
If you want Wendy to get involved with your consumer issue, best route is to go onto her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There's a K in Nola. Wendy Nola Consumer. And the email option is there on Facebook. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren.